Before we talk about what point-based products are available, I want to quickly mention to you why you should even use point-based data. With the recent addition of the Geostationary Lightning Mapper, or GLM, we here at WDTD encourage you to get in the practice of pairing ground-based lightning data with the GLM, as using the two together provide a more holistic view of lightning activity. Since GLM data is in grid-based format, you'll want to use point-based Earth Networks data when you are pairing the two together. So, that is one reason to use point-based data. Alright, now that we have that clarified, let's now take a look at what products are available. In the following screenshot, the first group of lightning products within the red box is simply various timescales for viewing both cloud-to-ground strikes and intercloud flashes, or in other words, total lightning. For CG strikes, the number count of both negative and positive strikes is reported. So, which one of these should you use operationally? Temporally, the 60 and 15-minute lightning data are not a fine enough temporal resolution to capture changes in a rapidly developing convective storm. Rather, you'll either want to use the 5-minute or 1-minute data. When using 5-minute data, you will always want to use the 5-minute with 1-minute update option so that you, as a forecaster, are getting the most up-to-date information. I'm going to go ahead and highlight this option as it is typically the preferred go-to choice of forecasters as well. The second group within the red box shows the evolution of either CG, IC, or pulse data every 1 minute over the last 5 minutes. One way to think about these products is that they show how the lightning is aging every 1 minute for the past 5 minutes. Now, pulse data, along with being so dependent on sensor density, is pretty messy and not very useful operationally, so let's go ahead and scratch that one off the list. Cloud-to-ground lightning by itself doesn't provide much insight into whether an updraft is rapidly strengthening. That's what total lightning is for. However, it can be useful in IDSS situations for verification of a CG strike or for quickly assessing how many dangerous CG strikes a particular storm is producing. Intercloud lightning is useful because it typically precedes dangerous cloud-to-ground strikes by several minutes and is therefore useful in IDSS situations. So, the remaining point-based products are either the 1 or 5-minute cloud-to-ground and intercloud lightning products as shown in the first group, or the 1-minute cloud-to-ground or 1-minute intercloud lightning over the last 5 minutes. Now, I just want to quickly mention something. Just because we scratched off the 15 and 1-hour lightning data does not mean you should never use them. Sometimes you want to get a feel for how lightning in a particular storm is behaving over longer time periods, so you may want to check those options out. For the purpose of using lightning data to detect a strengthening convective storm, though, some best practices include: use the 5-minute plot with 1-minute update for viewing CG and IC lightning to assess rapid changes in storm intensity. And second, when anticipating first cloud-to-ground lightning for IDSS scenarios, use intercloud lightning as it typically precedes a cloud-to-ground strike by several minutes.